Parshas Vayishlach, you have the parsha of the struggle of Avram and of Yaakov and Esav. You have the parsha with the Malach. Lechura, if you look at the parsha in terms of the Malach, in terms of the Sash of Esav, so it seems as if the Etzem fight is with Esav. Esav has a lot of weapons, ammunition. He has the machnos, and he has all sorts of things like that. And one of the bombs that he tosses at him is the Sashal Esav. It seems as if the title of the Melchama is Esav, and the Sar is the epitome of Esav, or is sort of the biggest weapon that Esav has. And now, but if you take a look at the parasha, he tells him that Vayomer lo Yaakov v'yomer oy chimcha kim Yisrael ki sarisem lekim v'manoshim v'tuchal. So he called him Yisrael. In other words, the name that he got was Yisrael because he was sarisem lekim. The Yisrael means the one who struggled, who fought with a malach. So Lechura, it should be that he fought with Esav. Esav is just very, very strong because he's got a malach that also comes out for him. But that shouldn't be his name. The Sarisim Elohim is Elohim, Elohim meaning a malach over here, is simply Sar Shel Esav. So it should have been Sarisim Esav. The second part of it is also a little bit difficult to understand, because the point of the high point is Vatuchal, that you were able, you fought a Malach and you won. It's like somebody says, I fought, somebody boasted he fought this and this great boxer. What happened? You know, I was hospitalized for 6 months. It's not a big chiddush. What's with Sarisa? Whatever it is. So on the one hand, it's mashma here that the malach over here was not just a tool of Esav. That in itself is the climax, and the vatuchal is secondary to the sarisa, and it's something that needs, it's a new havana. L'chura, we're used to the fact that Yaakov is the one that's struggling with Esav, and now it seems as if there's a whole nother dimension that really is Yaakov. And both names, it's interesting, in the Sarisa part, Yaakov is called Yisrael, he's called Yeshurun. Both of them are the Yud Shin Reish root is the same in both, meaning that the struggle is shaykh to both, but the difference is the suffix. It's also very interesting that in the suffix of the Aleph Lamed Vav Nun, Yisrael and Yeshurun, which are both the names of Klal Yisrael, Kerosh Asma Yisrael v'Yeshurun, both of them, it's the two suffixes that are unique to Malachim. Malachim have either an Aleph Lamed suffix, or a Vav Nun suffix, like Metatron, and so on. It says in Sfarim why these are two different types of Malachim, but be it as it may, it seems as if Yaakov was Zeichet to a name that is Shayach to Malachim. That's Kilu his Metzias, and he became also sort of on par with Malachim, or something like that. In the Oifin that Yaakov asks, you find Yaakov asked him, what's your name? And he told him, Vayomer Hagida Nashmecha, Vayomer Loma Zetisha Lashmi, Vayvaruch Hashem. So Yaakov asked him, Hagida Nashmecha, and he told him, Loma Zetisha Lashmi. In one other place you have something like that, and that's by Manoach. It says Manoach asked, he had this interaction with the Malach, and the Malach said, "Vayomer Manoach al Malach Hashem, Mishmecha Kiyovei Dvorcha Bichabnucha. Who is the who are you? What is your name? What you say is going to come true and will be mechabed you. So he didn't answer. Here he answered. There's two distinctions between the interaction of Yaakov and the Malach and Manoach and the Malach. Yaakov said, "Hagida no shmecha," and by Manoach he says, "Mi shmecha." The Malach answers by us, Loma Zatisha L'Shmi, period. In Shoiftim, by Manoach, he says, Loma Zatisha L'Shmi, V'hu Peli. Now, in the answer itself, V'hu Peli means it's impossible to understand, it's above understanding, it's not shaykh to understand it, and it's Loshen Pele. Here it just says Lomaz Atishal Shmi. There's no point for you to ask my name. So we have to understand. So obviously there's a distinction between the two parashas. The pashat havana of it is that Manoach was an Amorite, says, and Manoach's issue with Malachim was that he mistook it, that there was a makom tos that he would mistake a Malach for Kav Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you see it in the whole parasha. Manoach says, I'd like to bring you something as a carbon, and he tells him, no, you can't bring carbonis to me, it's only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says, Mishmecha. Mishmecha means to identify, I'd like to know who you are, because I'd like to know if you have the koyach to do it, Ki Yoved Varecha, V'chi Badnucha. So he tells him, there's no makom. Vu peli means it's from the place that is not, there are inyanim that a person is not supposed to be choike, v'muflam imcha, al tidroish. These are inyanim, the world of malachim is not shayach to Adam. Adam is not supposed to be misasik with the world of malachim. He's not, they don't have meaning be'etzim. This is the chelek of the bria that's not shayach to Adam. Adam is only supposed to be shayach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the parasha Manoach, the interaction with the Malach was adarabba. It was meiroiv tos. Because Manoach was on a low darga, there was a big makom tos. And b'meila, you have to tell him, I'm a shliach, it's none of your business. You don't have a business asking me for my name, because I don't do anything. I'm just, it's like if a secretary calls you up and says, they'd like to make a move for the boss, to ask the secretary what her name is, and what a position is, I'm not a relevant person. You're dealing is with my boss. I'm just the shliach. So in parashas Manoach, it's machmas, the low darga Manoach, the toes that he could make, the understanding that malachim are not part of avodas Hashem, and it's all shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By us, it's different, and I'm going to try to explain a little bit the inyan over here. What's the inyan over here of the milchama between Esav, between the Sashal Esav and Yaakov, and the Nitzachin that's Beikra and the Malach? Also, there's the Zohar Kodesh says over here, Vayovik ish imoy, my Vayovik. What is Vayovik? Pshimin Oma minavak. It came from Avak. Avak is dust, and the Zohar Kodesh says that dust is Afer. In other words, it is the result of something that was burnt. In other words, it's not, as opposed to earth, it is rather the end result of some process. Avak tofel ofer. Dust, and again, ashes, as we'll see in a second, is tofel to offer. Ma bein ofer l'avak, what is the difference in the two? Do avak di shtayim minura. Avak is something which is left over from a fire. In other words, it's the dust of something that's disintegrated. V'loi obid ibin la'almin. And it does not produce any growth. In other words, you can't plant anything. The Gemara says it lalach. Also, dust does not. Ashes don't produce any crops, even though to the naked eye they both seem the same. But it doesn't produce anything. Offer, on the other hand, the kol ibin nafkimine, all growing things come from earth. It's a source of life. The iu klola, and it's the klal of everything. The ilo besata lamala lamata. And then he goes on to explain other psukim, but that's the point that he says here. Avlavak, he says, akol shavala offer, and so on. So it says over here, the Mepharshim say, and the Ishbitzer says it, and Bisakov brings down the Mahalach in different oifanim, saying in different oifanim, but the Nekudas are there. In the Bria, the person that was the entity that was fighting with Yaakov Avinu was the Satan. The Malach of Esav is the Satan. It's called Samoel, and he is the one who is he is the Mekatrik of the world. And being that he is the Koyach of Kitruk in the world, he is the one who said Ma'enosh Kisiskerena. In other words, he is the sum total of Malach, in the sense that Malach is misnagit to Adam. Malach is a bria that said Ma'enosh Kisiskerena. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to consult with Malachim. In other words, they were the ones that were, the Bria of Malach was the one that was going to be hurt, so to speak, by Adam. And they were Mekatrik, said Ma'enesh Kisiskerenu. And so the Malach of Esav was the Koyach that was the Hisnagdus to Tzuras Adam. Yaakov Avinu, it says, Shufa the Yaakov's can Shufa the Adam. Yaakov Avinu's Tzura is the closest to Tzura's Adam that we have. That's the Tzura of Adam itself. The Must Nukno of Yaakov is Chokuk Tachakis Yaakovet. Yaakov is Adam. So in the struggle between Yaakov and the Malach over here, the struggle goes all the way down to the struggle of Esav. Again, the struggle of Malach as the Etzem Etzis of Malach and the Bria, and the struggle of and Adam Arishain and Adam Tzuras Adam. So the fight Ace, it's the other way around. The Sashal Esav is not the weapon that Esav has that he uses against Adam, against Yaakov. It's something which is, you find in different places, it says, milchamu, the sar shal Mitzrayim. You find in Chazal all sorts of mention about a sar, but those are always ancillary. In other words, it's not only Mitzrayim, but the sar of Mitzrayim. It's the krechavim on milchamu. Those are all drushes. Those are all extra dimensions of the main antagonist, who was Mitzrayim, who was Sisra, who was this, who was that, or the other. Here, it's the other way around. The Iker is the Malach Shaboy, it's the Sar, and because he represents Malachus in its most essential form, and Yaakov represents Adam. And the same fight, the same tug of war between Adam and Malach in the Etzem Bria played itself out again, and Yaakov was Menatzeach. Let's try to understand a little bit about the Mechusadeh. The Zohar Kodesh tells us that this is Keneged Ofer, and this is Keneged Efer. Ofer and Efer are both very, very, they're nothing. You know, Avraham Avinu said, Anecha Ofer ve'Efer. Ofer ve'Efer are both to us are the representation of things that are nothingness. The worthless, is batlos, whatever you want to, however you want to describe it, that's what Ofer and Efer is. And yet the Zohar Kodesh says one is totally life-giving, one is totally, one is barren and sterile. Let's try to understand a little bit the pneumius of that, a little bit what we're talking about. A malach is somebody that's there to do a shlichus v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gibor Kreach Oysed Varei, malachim are the ones that accomplish, they're perfect, they are the ones that are the paradigm of what perfection is in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says do, it's done. It's not the pshat that they get to work on it. They do it. It's done. A malach is done. The Chazal lists malachim in order of how many spurts it takes. 8, 4, 2, 1. In other words, the how close the accomplishment is to the shlichus is the hallmark of a malach. And therefore malach himself has no essence. Because before there's a shlichus, he's not there. When the shlichus is done, he's also not there. Lamasha, if I send a shipping service, I've sent UPS. Before I called them, I wasn't shaykh to them. They are measured by how quickly they're out of the picture. The sooner the package is delivered, the better they are. It's almost like a paradox. The less of them there is, the better it is. The less time it takes from the minute I call them to the minute it's accomplished, it's finished, it's over. So the Bria of Malach is the Bria of the perfection of how something is, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kaviyachol Machshava to the accomplishment. The measure of how close that is, that's a Malach. So a malach is the measure of accomplishment. It's the measure of perfection, because that's what it's supposed to be. So in the bria of malachim is shaykh to the second day. It's shaykh to the midas hadin. Malachim beetsim are shaykh to the midas hadin, because malachim don't have any difference between what's expected and what's done. You find two or three places in Chazal, you know, that kimashchisim anach and so on. You have to, however, we'll explain it. Malachim don't have bali bechira; they don't struggle between good and bad. There is no gap between tzivui ta'asiyah. That's the mahus of a malach. And b'meila, it's that's called midas hadin. It's the expectation. The expectation is perfection, and anything other than perfection is not shaykh to the world of malachim. So on the first day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was echad. You had only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the second day, you had malachim in the sense that everything is accomplished. Everything is done. Everything is whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted comes out l'maisa. That's the bria, that's the tzura of malachim in the bria. Adam is the bria that adarabba, he's the bria that has the biggest gap between the tzivui and the asiyah. He has a yetzahara, and he struggles with ra, and it takes a long time to accomplish that which he is meant to accomplish. So Adam, in a certain sense, represents the imperfection of the Bria, represents the chelik of the Bria that doesn't look like what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. You take a look, you take the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts out with a pristine world and a tzivui, and it's messed up and messed up and messed up. The Torah is for us right now, it's the story of how things got messed up time and again. And it's, we're still not there. So in a certain sense, Adam is the hefech of a malach. And Adam is somebody who is way inferior. He's the sick man of the Bria. Everything else does. Larisi, the Moilam Larisi, it's a Shul, Sabol, the Bria itself runs very nice, exactly like Hashbach wants it. Adam is the one that messes things up. And that's the Kitrug, that's the Gevaldike Kitrug of Malachim to Adam. The Tzura of Malach, where Malach has a standard of perfection, and it's either yes or not, that's the Kitrug to Tzura's Adam. Malach, the Tzura of Malach says, Ribbono Shalom, in a perfect Bria, you're introducing an Adam who is by far the straggler. He's the only straggler in the Bria. He's the only one that things don't go the way it's supposed to go. That's the Kitrug of Malach to Adam. The Afer, fire is Midas Hadin, because fire is the type of thing that reduces everything down to its emes, to what's there, and the afer that comes after a fire is really what was there. A person has a big piece of wood. The wood consists of mostly moisture and air and so many other things. And when you burn it down, the heap of ashes is really what you have. That is the tzur of Malachim. Malachim in the Har Dinur, the Kadosh Baruch Hu creates Malachim of Eish, Malachim made of Eish. It's the tzura where everything is held up in the most critical way possible. That's the tzura of Malachim. It's the Midas Adin in its sharpest. Yet, there's a famous Machlokes Rishonim where the Adam is superior, or Malach is superior, and Nefesh HaChaim speaks about it, Ibn Sadigor and Ibn Ezra, and so on. But in Chazal itself, Chazal say, and on this parasha, that there are three advantages. Klal Yisrael has three over the Malachim. One is that a Malach says Shira at rare intervals, once a week, once a month, once a year, so on and so forth. Klal Yisrael says Shira all the time. And therefore, in Klal Yisrael, it is it's constantly, whereas in Chazal Tuvah Choyim Tamid, where Malachim say it periodically, Ad Kedei Kach, that in our parasha we have a Malach that waited from Bria's Olam till that morning to say Shira. So Malachim have a different, they say only very periodically. Secondly, people need to, Malachim say, they mention Hashem's name only after three words, Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos. We mention after two words, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. So we mention the Shema Vai after two words, and Malachim mention it after three words. And Malachim don't start Shira until Adam starts. Adam is the one who initiates it, and then Malachim say it, B'ron Yachak Kech Ve'or. Chazal also point out by us, Mi Godel, Mishaleach Od Shliach. Adam is, if you send somebody, the sender is greater than the messenger. So when he said Shalcheni, it meant you're bigger than I am. So, Manavshach, if Adam is the Tzura of Shlemazliut in the Bria, the Tzura of not doing, of imperfection, how can that be Cheshava than Malach, whose Mida is perfection? I mean, are you talking? I mean, we might get, I mean, you know, it's nice if from Tzara Agra and so on, but what does it mean we say Shir before them? So the point is like this. A tzaddik speaks a lot about Barichas, Dvorim Nifloim, and he has a safe Sichas Malachim. I want to explain one of the Nekudas. The Avoida of the Malach lies in the accomplishment. The Avoida of the Malach is measured by the perfection of the accomplishment. And that B'meila, that's only Shayach at certain intervals. In other words, the whatever time in Yonim in the Bria that take time, by Erev Yoim Echad. So an accomplishment of Yom Echad is at the end of the day. Sheishes Yomim, Vayom HaShvi, the accomplishment of the week is at the end of a week. Hayom Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, and so on. Hayom B'Shabbos Kodesh. So the accomplishment of a week is at the end of the week. The accomplishment of a year is at the end of the year. And the accomplishment of the Bria is on that final day, on Vom Duraglovim. That's the accomplishment of the Bria. Zman means it's a process. And B'Meila, Malach is not shayach to the process. He's only shayach to the accomplishment. A Malach can only say Shira when things have been done. When the table is set and the person's Mekadesh, that's when two Malachim come in. Because a Malach can only appreciate when the thing has reached Shlemus. That's the Bria of a Malach. It's a Midas Hadin. And Midas Hadin is pass fail. There's no 85, 90. Either it is or it's not. If it's not 100, it's not. That's all it is. And b'meila, a malach can only say shira at certain times. The bria of Adam is the bria of struggle. It's the bria of, that is the etzem tzuras Adam. The etzem tzuras Adam lies in the struggle of tov and ra. And b'meila, every minute is an accomplishment. Every minute that the person struggled, he's accomplished. And b'meila, he says shira all the time. The malach says shira only when he stands in the makom that shayachtim, kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. When he's outside, at when it's finished, that process, that's the only place he hears Hashem. Hashem is the heard only in its makom. That's all. Adam the hears Adam in the process itself. It takes three words, whatever that is. It takes three words. A person can be Maka Hashem. A person sees it within the process, within the three words, and doesn't have to stand in the process itself. He deheres the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where he's Kairos Shem. A Malach can only dehear it afterwards. True that the accomplishment is where things reach their shleimus, but the accomplishment is the toitzah of the struggle. I want to explain the oimek of that nekuda. If the tachlis is, let's take an example. Let's say we're trying to get something very quickly to a certain place. And one person tries, another person tries, can't get it that quickly. It's very critical. So when somebody gets something quickly there, he's done the job, he's accomplished it. How much effort it took and how much work it took, okay, whatever it took. And that's very nice. We add it on as a bonus. He got the thing there. He did the job, and by the way, it put a lot of effort in. And kol hakavod. Let's say somebody is, God forbid, recovering from, I don't know, a debilitating disease, a stroke or something, and he's doing physical therapy, and you tell him, well, the next thing is going to be you're going to walk down the hallway to the end of the hallway. And he tries, it doesn't go. He tries again, and finally he does it. Yes, he walked the end of the hallway, but what is the point of the exercise is the walking down the hallway. There's a goal set to be at the end of the hallway, but that's not the tachlis. When I say the person finally walked down the hallway, what I mean is he was able to schlep his limbs down the hallway till the end. It's not tagged on to the tachlis it's not tagged onto the tachlis as sort of an additional credit that is lefum tzayir aga. Ah, you know, so-and-so went down the hallway. And by the way, it was very hard for him. The going down the hallway to the end is only meaningful because it's the culmination of a lot of effort and rehabilitation. That's what it means. The question is, who sends whom to say shira? is the shir of the pshat, the malach is the mesherer, and Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wanted to beef up with a lot of extra credit the wonderful things in the world that set out to accomplish. So he gave a lot of hardships also. But the accomplishment lies at the end. Great. So then the Malach is the one, and Adam is tags on to the Malach. Adam is a little extra chorus for the Malach's great accomplishments. Shalcheinino is Megala. The parasha is Megala that Adam is the Mesher. The effort, the work to be Meshabeach, to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but tonight that it's he got to the end. In other words, if he didn't make it down, we give him a pat on the back for the effort, but the effort becomes meaningful when he's completed doing everything he needed to effort it. But when it's completed, the Malach comes along riding on the back of the Adam, and not the other way around. The Zayin HaKadosh means the difference, both on Midas HaDin. Midas HaDin measures things in terms of accomplishment. And Midas HaDin can reduce things to nothingness. It can reduce things down, take away the older fluff, and you're not left with much. That's the oifi of Midas HaDin. There are two inyanim in the world that have that tchuna. Afer and Ofer. The difference is, Afer is Midas HaDin in itself. Midas HaDin in the sense, the criticism in its own right. And that is sterile. Yes, I measure everything. Perfect, not perfect. Good, not good. Substantial, not substantial. And the end of it is, it doesn't produce anything. That Midas HaDin is only bad. And that was the Esav who represents the bad of Midas HaDin. I'm always going to mess up. He says, you know, if the longer you live as a Kayan, the more chances are that you're going to be Chayiv Misa. He says it's a paradox. That Midas HaDin says, if there's a chance that you will mess up, then you will mess up. What do I get out of Chayra? It's full of so many Surim and so many problems, and somewhere along the line, I'm going to mess up. It's doomed. It doesn't mean anything. And that's the sterility of that type. Malachim's approach alone, Malachim's criticism, absolute criticism, leads to unproductivity, to impotence, to sterility. That's that hit. Offer says also it's nothing. Offer is not dishonest in saying, oh, there's a big migdal here, there's a big tree. But offer is that which grows in itself, everything. Adam is called offer. Can we offer atav al offer tashuv? But offer means, if el offer toshuv means there will be a second chance and a third chance, because offer is matzmiach. If the plants didn't grow well, you plow it back again into the offer. You don't burn them and make afer out of it, because then it's gone. You plow it back into the ground and it becomes offer again, so that in the second day it'll be matzmiach. That's the nature of offer. So, the let's go back to the points. This is the ultimate struggle between the koyach that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Midas HaDin, which means there had to be standard in the world. Midas HaDin can be the most destructive of standards, can be most destructive of facets of Bria, and Midas HaDin can be the most productive. The different Malachim were created first. Malachim are the standard by which you measure it. The end of the hallway is this and this tile. And if you haven't reached it, you haven't reached the end of the hallway. There's no quarter. Either you've reached it or you haven't reached it. Almost has no meaning. That's the world of Malachim. Their Metzius is a Metzius of perfection. They Dehera Kadosh Baruch Hu in the fact that the world is such a perfect representation of what he wanted. Baruch Sha'am Avaya Olam. There's no gap between Oyme and Vayse. It's one. Malachim are Gibor Koach Yisadvaroi. It's done. The done and the wanting to do is one and the same. That's the Koach of Malachim Debriya. And it is the powerful Koach because, in a certain sense, this is Ritzoni Yisbarach. On the surface, the Ritzoni is that you walk down all the way to the end of the hallway. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the Bria, created Adam. And Adam is the lame man of the Bria. Adam is the one that doesn't do things. Animals don't fool around with the nature very much. If it's the nature of a deer to run, he doesn't scratch his head and say, you know, I feel kind of tired today. I was out late last night. I'm going to sort of take it easy. He runs. A deer runs and a fish swims. There's no difference. What's built into them and what they are and what they do is one and the same. Adam is the one that has opposing koyches, and Adam struggles, and he is the most imperfect part of the Bria, and that's why the Malachim were opposed to Adam. They were mekatrik, and they said everything in the Bria measures up to standard. Everything in the Bria is what you want it to be, except for Adam. And Adam is the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world, that his mahus lies in the struggle to get there. And that be'etzem is Ritzoni Yisbarach. It's a reversal of the understanding of what the Tachlis of Bria is. It's not that the Tachlis is the perfection and the struggle is some sort of imperfect need to struggle in order to get there, but the Tachlis of the Bria is the struggle, and it's over when Olah Shachar. It's over when the person was got to his place. It's probably of all the nekudas that we need to dehair, this is a tremendous nekuda. No matter how well we paint a paradigm for ourselves of what we ought to look like, it's very, very rare that we get anywhere close to it. So a person at the beginning of his man paints a picture of this is what he's going to do, he's going to accomplish, he's going to say, he's going to look like this, so on and so forth. And then things begin to sort of fall out of place. We lose the cheshek to keep doing. If I miss last sugi, I'm going to miss this sugi also, because what's the point of it? I missed one sugi already. That's because we paint the picture as being the perfection. And the minute something's not perfect, what's the difference? The perfect painting, the original painting, brings in X amount. Anything that's not there already is a fraction of what it's worth. So what's the point of learning the Shabbos if already most of the days of the week I was out for whatever reason? Right, wrong, and so on. It's very hard, because if the focus of the Avodah lies in the perfection that's there, then if it starts having holes and gaps in it, if a person has a perfect new suit, beautiful and nice, the getting the first stain is a traumatic experience. But the difference in the third and fourth stain is not much. But if we were to understand that the avoda lies every minute, a malach's avoda lies at the end, is the suit perfect at the end? Our avoda lies on Shabbos afternoon. If all week long I didn't learn, but now I can learn, do I pull myself up and do it? A shallow look at it means, well, what's our avoda worth? A better look at it is hamechadish b'chol yom etuvoi mechadish b'chol yom tamid. Every minute is an avoda for Adam. Adam's avoda lies in the struggle of every minute. That's where his avoda lies. The malach, look at that. The Malach said, Shalcheni, from Bria Sa'olam, now I can come up and say, something is accomplished. Yisrael is called Yisrael. Every minute that he wrestled is his name. His name is Yisrael, the wrestler, the one that fought. So every minute of it goes into his name. His mahus is lies in every single minute of time. That's Tzuras Adam. He replaces Yisrael v'Yishurin, means he replaces the Metzias of Malach as being the focus of the Bria. It says there are certain Malachim that say after two names, Baruch Kved Hashem Imkoymoy, because they're closer to Kisei HaKavod. So that's how Gemara answers the difference between Kaddish and Baruch Kved. Adam is chokuk. Tzuras Yaakov is chokuk in the Kisei HaKavod. That's the tzura. The tzura of the one who struggles is the tzura of the Bria. That's the Bria HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Now, it's not, he hasn't accomplished till it's not over, but the accomplishment when it's over is every minute of struggle. So in the struggle between Yaakov and the Malach Vesav, it's the Malach Shaboy. There's a Yaakov says his Gedarko Kodesh Samuel is the name of the Satan, the way it's referred to in terms of the Malach Bed. Satan means the one who shteres. Samuel is the name of a Malach. He says Samach Mem. It says Benezo Yoimdim in the Luchos, because Samach Mem doesn't allow for a Mokum Tfisa. It's not anchored to anything. Every letter is anchored. Samach Mem are totally perfect circles, a circle square, and it's not, and it's it doesn't have where to anchor. In other words, the teva of this Kitrug is, it stands as a perfectly completed circle, and there's no Mokum Tfisa in it. There's no place where you can say, okay, I'll start with this and work my way around it. And it goes on, there's miracles of interesting things. But Akoponim, the struggle, the ultimate struggle of the others is this struggle. And it's a culmination point in Yaakov struggling with Sarajles of Dafka, because it's not a Malach who's a Mekatreg, but it's the Kitrug of Malach versus Adam. Finally, at this stage, the two primary tzuras of the Bria came head on head. The Bria of Malach, and Samuel is the Mekatreg. In other words, where Malach critiques the Bria, where Malach points out the deficiencies and insufficiencies of the Bria, and imperfection of the Bria, and says, Ma Enosh, this is what you wanted. And Yaakov represents Tzuras Adam. The Shufar of Yaakov is Deimet to the Shufar of Adam. This is the Tzuras Adam. It's the Koich Midas Hadin as expressed in two Koiches, in Ofer and in Efer. Both of them are things as they are. The difference is in Efer lies nothing. And when a person, and a person when he introspects and thinks about how things are going, were going, and so on. So we have to be honest. If a person thinks things are great and they're not great, then obviously it's not going to go very far. But when a person thinks honestly about himself and thinks about his deficiencies and so on and his faults, so one look of Midas Hadin is destructive. Not much has come out, and therefore nothing comes out. The Efer is Einem Moilit. It's not Matzmiach, it's not Moilit. The Stakos of Ofer, the greatest, Lachur, that was the greatest punishment to Adam. When a person looks at the Pasuk on a Pshat level, Kimaf Atel Ofer Toshev means you're nothing, you're nobody, and you're going to be nobody. Your life was worthless. It's one big nothing. The equation is equal. Zero equals zero. The oimik of it, the way the Zohar Kodesh says, is your koyach lies in offer. Even when nothing was accomplished, it can be matzmiach something. And therefore, me ofatav al ofer toshuv, try again, because Adam is made to be a matzmiach. And even if we're reduced to earth, as long as it's earth, as long as the koyach offer, the person is a matzmiach. So Klal Yisrael builds itself. Yisrael is the Bria that it pitted struggle against perfection. Yisrael, we're not on. It's not that we won the Malach; it's that we will struggle with the Malach. That's who we are. And Klal Yisrael's accomplishment, it will come to head at the Sefer Deres, but the accomplishment of Klal Yisrael, the accomplishment of every Yachid lies in every struggle, in every step. And Adrabah, sometimes if a person is fallen many times, the next step is harder and much less cheshik, but in terms of struggle, it's much bigger. And if Klal Yisrael's name had been Al Shem Vayuchal, then it would not be, it's not that we won over the Malach, it's that we persisted over the Malach. And therefore, Klal Yisrael's mohus lies in the fact that it struggles, in the fact that it's nevak, and at the end of the day, when a person accomplishes what marks him, what becomes his pride, is not the fact that he finally accomplished, but the fact that he struggled so hard until he accomplished. Thank you.